It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Do you have a slow cooker? I didn't think I did. Then one day, a few years ago, I decided to clean out my pantry. And lo and behold, what did I find tucked at the very back of the top shelf? A brand spanking new slow cooker. My parents didn't have a slow cooker, so I'd never used one before. It was one of those wedding gifts where I appreciated the thought, but I really didn't have a use for it. Now I am much wiser. I love my slow cooker because I can prep my meal in the morning before we leave for school and work, and when we get home, supper is ready. It's a strategy I use about once a week to make dinner time less stressful. Beef stew was the first recipe I tried, and to this day, it is still one of my favorites. I like to brown my meat on the stovetop before putting it in the slow cooker. It is not a necessary step, but it really helps add a delicious depth of flavor to the dish. As your stew is cooking, a delicious aroma will fill your kitchen. Don't be tempted to peek at the meat, though. Slow cookers cook best when the lid remains tightly in place. Opening the lid will often require additional cooking time. And in case you are wondering, a crock pot and a slow cooker are basically the same thing. Crock pot is the brand name of a line of slow cookers. Be sure to check online at WKNOFM.org for my recipe that will turn any slow cooker skeptic into a crock pot enthusiast. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.